All right, just to reiterate, that was Billy Strings and Brian Sutton, Walk On Boy, live at the American Legion Hall, or Post 82, which is out this morning, live record from them out this morning. Here is the chat I had with Billy Strings. I'm going to play it in two parts and play a couple tracks in between. But you can catch Billy Strings Tuesday, the 22nd of July, down at Spark Arena. Get your tickets from Ticketmaster. Strongly suggest you do. He is a contemporary ripper. If you are into bluegrass, country, Americana, this will be a show for you. I think it's going to be quite a treat. So you grew up in Michigan, surrounded by bluegrass music from a young age. Can you paint a picture of what your musical upbringing was like and how it's shaped you as an artist?
My dad is a great guitar player, and he's just a big fan of music, and he showed me all sorts of stuff when I was a kid, and we used to play together kind of around the campfire or on the back porch or whatever we were doing. A lot of times we were hanging out playing music, it was just part of it, part of life, just like picking, And my dad, I saw like the smiles on everybody's faces as he sang songs and stuff when I was a little kid, and I just, I want to do that. And so I was lucky to be raised around a lot of good music and to have taken to it early on, and,
What are some of the key lessons your dad taught you, your stepdad taught you about life or music?
I mean, in music, definitely, it was just watching him. When I was a little kid, I would look at his hands and I would just see how he holds his pick and stuff and how he made the chords and everything. And I would look at his hands and then I would look at mine and I would just try to make him look the same, so I'd try to follow along, and listening for the melody, I think, was a big thing. There was a time where I was learning this tune and I would play the chords because I played rhythm for the most part up until I was like 9 or 10, and then when I got an electric guitar, I started trying to play solos and stuff, but really I played rhythm guitar for my dad, and he played all the leads. So starting out, I just played rhythm for a lot of years and just listened to him play the melody and everything. I got to listen for a long time before I really tried to play much of anything. Give me a good foundation,
Before breaking out as a solo artist, you played in a variety of bands. In settings, was there a specific moment you realized, this is it, I can do this for a living?
Yeah, there was a time where I lived in Traverse City, and I was working at this hotel, walking around, washing windows and vacuuming the floors and, cleaning up people's puke and stuff, And at night, as soon as I got out of work, I'd go be on stage somewhere at a brewery or a pub or an art gallery or downstairs at the library or anywhere, man. I used to play all over, just like for tips or at a house party or anywhere. And so for a while there, I was burning the candle at both ends. I was playing gigs all night, working at the hotel during the day, and I started getting kind of exhausted from doing both. And I used to only work at the hotel. Now I started to have these gigs, and I just decided to kind of pull the plug on the hotel thing, and start chasing the gigs, and I've just been doing that ever since. I was like, that was in like 2012, 2013 or whatever, I've just decided I can't keep doing both, working the day job and playing gigs all night, trying to travel and stuff. So, and it seemed like my gigs were starting to pay off, like I was doing enough things as a working musician to, basically I was making the same amount of money playing gigs that I used to just make alone from the hotel, and I'm looking at the money going, man, it comes quicker from the gigs. If I didn't work at the hotel, maybe I could do more gigs. And so I just kind of went out swinging, and I've been doing it ever since.
Rad. Now, you've in the past few years, you've racked up an incredible list of awards, from Grammys to a bunch of Americana and bluegrass accolades. Do these honors change how you see yourself as an artist, or is it fuel to just keep pushing forward?
That's a good question. I don't think it changes much, except for, I remember when I won a Grammy the first time, I never thought I'd do anything like that, So it gave me a bit of confidence in myself, in that when I went to make my next record, it was like, okay, I know what I'm doing a little bit, I'm a Grammy winner, stuff like that, it gave me a little confidence, in myself. But no, I try not to think about that stuff too much, and definitely not thinking about it while I'm making the music or you know, that's not the reason for it all, but it is nice to be recognized by your peers, you know.
Your live performances are known for their improvisation and energy. Obviously, you've sort of grown into a bigger festival act or a larger arena act. How do you approach translating the intimate jam-heavy experience into an arena setting?
Yeah, I mean, we just have like pickups on our instruments and stuff, you know, so we're able to kind of plug in. We have like in-ear monitors, so we can. We don't have like a lot of noise on stage. We're still playing acoustic instruments, but because there's not monitors screaming, the instruments don't feed back as easy, so you can kind of crank them up and kind of pump them in the house. And you know, we don't have a drummer, but that's kind of like what bluegrass does, is it uses these different instruments to make a groove and a, you know, a sound. And it's kind of like a car engine or something. There's like all the different parts that are working together for that thing to rumble on down the road, you know. So yeah, we just plug in and let them have it.
Excellent. Could you describe your best musical memory to date?
Definitely, you know, when I brought my son home from the hospital for the first time ever, and I sang a little song for him while he went to sleep, a little lullaby, and it was on my 32nd birthday as well. It was like after midnight, we had got home, so it was the very first few hours of my 32nd birthday. I was holding my son at our house for the first time, and I sang to him, and I watched his little eyeballs go to sleep. So
about halfway through our chat with Billy Strings here on the BFM Breakfast Show, we're gonna hit his tune 7 Weeks in County, which was off his last record, which came out last year. Check it out, and we'll be back with part two in a second.
County boys, but I don't blame the man. I've won and lost some poker chips, but I won't blame the hand. It's been 7 years of famine, but I never blame the land. Just give me peace and quiet, boss, I'll take it where I can. Give me peace and quiet, boss, I'll take it where I can. My only enemy's out to get me, to make me pay for what I've done. He's out to catch me and he's on the trail to find me. Sure as hell he'll whip me when he does. Yeah, sure as hell he'll whip me when he does. There's a hunger in my belly and a pounding in my head. Buzzards turn impatiently, expecting I'll be dead. Desert sun is burning high above, my shadow can't find shade. Got 7 weeks in county to lay in that bed I made. 7 weeks in county to lay in that bed I made. My only enemy's out to get me, to make me pay for what I've done. He's out to catch me and he's on the trail to find me. Sure as hell he'll whip me when he does. Sure as hell he'll whip me when he does. Day I see his evil eyes, the man who put me here. gym when I shaved my face so guilty in the mirror. Looking back disgusted with a hollow, hateful stare. For 7 weeks in county and for always everywhere. 7 weeks in county and for always everywhere. My worst enemy's out to get me, to make me pay for what I've done. Out to catch me and he's on the trail to find me. Sure as hell he'll whip me when he does. Sure as hell he'll whip me when he does.
Strings, 7 weeks in county. Here's part two of our chat with Billy Strings. Next question for you, mate. Where do you feel artistic progression leads?
I guess maybe to me feeling less shitty about myself. I'm always trying to get better because there's not like a ceiling, you know, and I listen to a lot of great players, right? So whether I like it or not, there is some level of comparison. I'd never sound as good as, you know, Tommy Emmanuel or something. You know what I mean? But that's not how you should go about it. But still, I can't. I listen to so many great players, and then I hear myself, and I'm like, oh, geez, you know. But I sound a little bit better than I did 2 years ago, and maybe in 2 years I'll sound a little bit better than I do right now. And it's a steady thing. It's a slow, steady, uphill thing, man. I've been doing it my whole life, and there's still so much. I have barely scratched the surface, you know.
Could you describe something you haven't created yet that you'd like to create?
I'm actually a big fan of, though I'm not very religious, I am kind of spiritual, especially sometimes music makes me feel that way, and especially like old gospel music, gospel bluegrass. It would be fun to do like a gospel record or, you know, something like that, just, or even just a traditional bluegrass record with some cats and just do old songs and really try to nail the old sound and record it the old way. Would be fun.
Now, you've spoken about some tough times growing up, including losing friends to addiction. How has that journey influenced your songwriting and approach to life on the road?
Well, I can answer the second part of that question first and say, just growing up with, you know, seeing a bunch of shit like that, like just people on drugs or whatever, you know, trying drugs myself, being around it. Eventually, if you're around that stuff enough, you kind of start to realize it doesn't lead anywhere but, you know, hell and hell on earth, you know? And so I just kind of, at some point, I just kind of wanted to, like, well, I don't want to go that way, you know? So I try to avoid that. You know? So yeah, just trying to, it's like I feel lucky to have been exposed early on to a lot of stuff and to got a lot of stuff out of my system early on, to where by the time I was, you know, 21 or whatever, old enough to drink, it was kind of like I was just getting around to kind of starting being done with drinking, you know. I don't know, I did a lot of things early and got that stuff out of the way, I guess.
Yeah, it's a. Yeah, I think it's a great approach, you know, getting some of that stuff
this,
done.
Yeah, like second, like half of my life or whatever, hopefully, to just live and try to just be chill, you know.
Yeah. Now, what can people expect from the show here in Auckland?
Well, a little bit of bluegrass, a little bit of psychedelia, maybe some, you know, we're gonna jam. You know, we're gonna jam with our banjo music and see if you folks like it out there. It's our first time coming to the area, and we've always, you know, wanted to come play, and yeah, we're really excited to come check it out, man. So I can't wait to get there, get that long flight over with, take a nice big old nap, and then wake up and come check some stuff out.
Billy Strings, catch him at Spark Arena if you want some psychedelic bluegrass country jam bandy stuff. Get your tickets now. Ticketmaster Billy Strings playing at Spark Arena on the 22nd of July. What a pleasure to chat to him. Really looking forward to that show. This is a tune from Billy Strings featuring Willie Nelson. It's called California Sober.
From my head. Well, I guess that's just the trouble when you're always seeing double and the lines are getting twice as hard to see. I've had years I don't recall, but I'm told I had a ball, at least somebody did, who looked a lot like me. So I'm California sober, as they say, and lately I can't find no other way. I can't stay out and party like I did back in the day. Their thrills, and they love their liquor down in New Orleans. Maybe far out New York minute, sugar cane will fit the bill, but in no time flat, you're out of what you need. The old crew don't get together anymore these days, much ever, and some went straight and some went straight to jail. Now they're busy posting viz and just trying to raise their kids to the raising holy hell and posting bail.
Well, I'm California sober, as they say, and lately I can't find no other way. I can't stay out and party like I did back in the day, so I'm California sober, as they say. Sitting on the roadside once again, when that wagon passes by.